in over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, how are you? This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? I'll tell you, I am in a marvelous mood today for no particular reason. I just happen to be in a good mood today. Actually, I'm in a good mood most of the days, not too often, and I'm really in a bad mood. Usually I'm in a good mood. But anyway, listen, I want to give all of the people who are unemployed out there, I want to give you a little uplifting information. Our government that is anti-American, anti-citizen, our anti-citizen government, well, the Labor Department has signed a partnership agreement with foreign governments to protect illegal aliens working here in the United States in jobs that you would be willing to do. Now, doesn't that just warm the cockles of your heart? Now, it certainly does mine. It just gives me that warm feeling. You know what I mean? Like the same kind of feeling you'd probably get if somebody was sticking hot pokers in your eyeballs. That's the kind of feeling, that warm little feeling. Now, I was in a good mood until I read this crap about how our government and Hilda Solis, let's see, what's her title, the Secretary of the Labor Department, Hilda Solis signed these partnership agreements. Isn't this wonderful? With ambassadors from a group representing Latin America. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice that she's so concerned with illegal aliens and not concerned with all of the American citizens who are unemployed? I didn't see the unemployment numbers today because it really doesn't matter. They're all cooked anyway. They've been cooking the books for a hell of a long time here. So it really doesn't make any difference what numbers they can come up with. I can come up with numbers too. I think I'll ask my dog. I'll see how many times he barks in a 24-hour period, and then I'll multiply that by maybe, I don't know, 10,000, and we'll come up with a number. How's that sound? Sounds like that's a scientific method to me, right? So anyway, so here we go. We've got these treasonous people running these departments. These people are guilty of treason. I say Hilda Solis is treasonous. I think she should be charged with treason, because what she is doing is against the best interests of the American people. I think that maybe, I don't know, I'm going to have my guest is going to be coming on, my resident buddy constitutional scholar, so maybe we'll talk about how we can start charging some of these anti-American people with treason. I think that's a good idea. Maybe that is an angle we ought to pursue. I don't know. I don't know whether it's feasible or not, but hey, you never know unless you try, right? So hey, maybe we'll be able to connect our little gray matter, and maybe we'll be able to come up with a plan to be able to charge these people who are so clearly communist, who are so clearly anti-American, anti-citizen, anti-constitution. Maybe we can come up with a plan to charge these people with treason. Because that certainly, she certainly doesn't have the interests of the American worker. Hey, unions! Hey, union people, where are you, huh? What are you going to do, form a union of illegal aliens? Maybe they will. I'm sure they... Oh, wait a second. We've already got those. We've got the SEIU and the AFL-CIO, right? We've already got all those unions who aren't really interested in protecting the rights of their workers, because their workers, for the most part, are just useful idiots to them. All they do is fill the coffers. So that the people who run the unions, the big, fat, bloated big shots who run the unions, well, they can fly around in their private jets and drink the best booze and smoke those Cuban cigars and have a lot of that Kobe beef. Yeah, that's really the action going on. They could give a rat's rear end about the American worker, just like this treasonous woman, U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis, she could give a rat's rear end to. So I suggest Any of you union members who are out there listening and you hear this kind of crap, how's that make you feel? You think that your dollars that you're donating, wait, it's not a donation, the forced dues that you are forced to pay, how do you think that's working out for you, huh? You think they have your best interests at heart? Do you think that some of these labor unions aren't in bed with these, I've got some choice words I could really use, but since we're on the air and I can't say those things, and I have to behave, I won't. So you just fill in the blanks with any four-letter, five-letter, three-syllable, whatever you want to think of. You fill in the blank with the adjectives that best describe these people, these treasonous terrorists, because aren't they really terrorists? Who's a terrorist in America? I'd say U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis is one of the terrorists because she's terrorizing the American citizens. She is terrorizing us. Doing these things, she is a terrorist. I think that she should be charged with some kind of a terrorist crime. Let me think. I got to think. Maybe when Bill comes on, he'll help me out. I'm going to bring him on after the break. Maybe he'll be able to help me think of what we could charge this treasonous individual, this U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis, who thinks nothing of signing partnership agreements with ambassadors of Latin America nations, but could care less about all the unemployed and the people living in the woods and sleeping on gutters or grates, rather, here in this country. Yeah, that's where we've come to today. So that's really, I kind of started out saying I'd give you good news, but no, this it's not good news at all, really. For all of the people who are unemployed, the 45 million Americans who are collecting food stamps, all of the people unemployed, that whole crew of like 50 people living in the woods in North Jersey, all of those people there who can't find a job, well, I got news for you. A lot of the jobs are being filled by these illegal aliens that the Labor Secretary is more concerned with than you. How does that make you feel? Warming the cockles of my heart, that's for sure. Just making me a happy camper today. I think the American people need to rise up against this stuff, don't you think? I think the labor unions better get their heads out of their body orifices and wake up to what's really happening because they are in lockstep with commies who are out to hang them out to dry. And they haven't figured it out yet. Maybe somebody needs to print a little pamphlet about what communism really is, huh? How well that works out. Anyway, that's the cue music. We're going to break. I'll be right back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We shall return.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to give me your solicited opinion, well, you're welcome to do so. And here's the number to make that happen, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. And unless you put the in there and you just put unsolicited opinion in, you're going to the wrong place. It needs to have the three words, TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Contact button on my website. Tons of information on my website. Links to all of my guests' websites on my website. Well, I'm a little negligent. I haven't gotten Tuesdays or Wednesdays up there yet, but I will. I'm working on it. Listen, procrastination is my middle name. But they're usually up there within 24 hours, okay? But don't hold me to it. 800-313-9443 is the number. Now, there's one other thing I want to do in throwing salt in the wounds here, just to wake you up a little bit. Because, see, the goal of my show is to wake people up, because I'm a redistributor of the truth. So you're not going to hear a hustle here. You are going to hear fact. No fiction's rolling out of here. Fact, 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 fact. Listen, here's the deal. Here's another thing that Obama's doing. So now you got the Secretary of Labor who's pushing illegal aliens. And now we've got Obama with his one of his latest executive orders that, of course, creates increasing workforce diversity. Well, I don't know what the name of this latest executive order is, but the whole goal is to have more diversity, because whites still hold too many positions. Whites, get out of those jobs, will you please? You're not allowed to be in them anymore. Didn't you get the memo? Didn't it come down? Hey, man, you're the wrong color. So this Office of Diversity, he's going to put diversity on steroids. Now, let's see, the last 45 or 50 years or so, 45 years, give or take a month or two, let's say the last 45 years roughly, how well has that affirmative action been working, okay? So now we're going to have diversity on steroids because the white men need not apply. See, it's really not about diversity. It's about denial. It's really about discrimination. And it's really about discriminating against the white man. That's really what the game is all about. And the sooner that people wake up to that fact, well, the simpler it'll be for everybody, right? You can just take your medicine. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, doesn't it? So listen, white people, just step out of your jobs, because we've got the diversity on steroids now with this latest executive order out of Obama. And then we got the little treasonous terrorist who's in the Department of Labor. And she's helping that along, right? Because we, you know, you can't discriminate against illegal aliens, even though on the website it says itself that this is for American citizens, and their focus is to make sure this applies to legal residents or citizens. Hey, but let's not let facts get in the way of the hustle, right? We don't want that, because we need to keep the hustle going. We need to keep the masses churned up. We need to throw in that race card as much as we can, because it's a divide and conquer strategy. So listen, white people, you're just not playing along. You need to play along. Step out of your position. Step out of your job. Grovel on the ground, because that's what they want you to do. And I suggest that you don't. I suggest you start to stand up. That's my suggestion. My suggestion for diversity is not divide and conquer. I'm for inclusion. Let's have him write an executive order for inclusion, that we're no longer going to discriminate. We're going to add everybody to the mix. How's that sound, huh? That's what America was built on, isn't it? Listen, let me give a hello to all of the stations and networks out there carrying the programming on Republic Broadcasting Network. I suggest that you advertise on this network. You're going to reach all kinds of people all over the world. So whatever business you have or whatever service you might have, I suggest that you advertise. Because, listen, you want to be free? Then the only way to make that happen is to help support the groups that are trying to get the word of freedom and liberty out there. And one of those happens to be Republic Broadcasting Network. So if you were wise, if you were a wise owl, then what you would do would spend your dollars advertising on networks that promote freedom and liberty, and not spending your dollars giving it to the schmucks who are putting the noose up on the gallows for you, okay? So that's really the wise thing to do. So be a wise owl and advertise. Now listen, I have gone on and on and on. Oh, I do want to throw one more thing in. Training videos in Texas going around now with the state and local governments. I was just talking with a friend of mine this morning from Texas. He was telling me that now they're using, Texas is using these training videos to train all of their government workers to how to respond to different crises. And one of these pretend crises is that there were hostages taken by a group who hate big business and big government, rather. So this is the scenario that they're setting up. So while you freedom-loving, limited government, small government fans out there, well, in the state of Texas, you're now the terrorist. And what they're doing is they are creating these videos to educate all the government workers, that the people who believe in freedom and liberty and the Constitution and the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, well, hey, I got news for you, kids. If you belong to a group that believes in small government, like, hey, a follower of Ron Paul, perhaps, well, Texas is training their employees to be on the lookout for you, so beware, okay? All right. Hey, listen. Now, on that note, we're getting to my guest, William Taylor Ryle, my resident constitutional scholar that I love to bring on because it's always an interesting conversation. And listen, hey, the law of the land is the Constitution, right? So unless we know what it is, how can we defend it? And how can we make sure that it works to our advantage? Right? Makes perfect sense to me. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. And I want to welcome my buddy Bill. How you doing today, Bill?
I'm great, Maggie. It's good to be with you again.
Well, of course it is. And that I should I tell everybody I pay you to say that, Bill?
No. Listen. No compensation received.
Yeah, I know. Let's terrorize some of these schmucks with the truth today. Shall we do that? Let's terrorize the people like Hilda Solis and Barack Obama and all of those other purveyors of lies. Let's terrorize them with a little truth today. Shall we, Bill?
Well, the remedy is the law. I firmly believe that. They don't know it, apparently.
Oh, they know it. They just ignore it. They know what it is, please. These people, they know exactly what it is. They are just communists. That's all.
I realize that when the secretary acts, he or she is acting on the authority of the president. So he doesn't have the authority to make these deals that are contrary to the Constitution. So they don't. And all of this that they're doing is unconstitutional, and by law, and many, many court decisions, it's null and void. It's no law at all. So the answer to all this shenanigans is stand up and say no. We're not going to do it. That's the answer.
Hey, Bill, how can we sue these people for treason? Aren't they really treasonous?
The biggest problem we have, yeah, I would agree that when you make war on us, which is one of the definitions of treason in the Constitution, aid and comfort to the enemy, which is also going on. I think it falls within the definition of treason. The question is, where are you going to go to prosecute it, since the courts are the ones implementing these policies and have been since the war between the states. The first problem would be getting standing. Of course, the Bond versus United States case that was just decided in June confirms that individuals have the right to challenge violations of the Constitution by the federal government when they're harmed. And so I think we're harmed when this kind of shenanigans, somebody has their job taken over by an illegal alien.
Or how about they've applied for a job and they're not able to get it because illegal aliens are in that job. And I'll tell you, for example, a young girl who had worked for me when I had a business. She was from California, and she lived in San Diego, and she had applied as a teenager in high school to McDonald's and those places. And, of course, they'd have a now hiring sign in the window, but you'd go in, everybody in there, well, of course, they were I don't know whether they were legal or not. I'm going to say probably some of them weren't legal. Certainly didn't speak English. English wasn't their first language. So that is like kind of some kind of a clue here. I know it doesn't apply across the board, but there's a lot of illegal aliens in this country. So I bet you if you threw a few darts against a dartboard, some of them would be illegal aliens. But anyway, she couldn't get a job. So, I mean, she wasn't able to find a job. you know, what had traditionally been minimum wage, entry-level positions, of course, they were filled by people who English wasn't their first language. Now, of course, you know, that sounds discriminatory, but it's not. I mean, you know, I'm not discriminating against people who are here whose English is not their first language. However, I am discriminating against people who are here illegally. Get out. Period. End of story. Rest mutant. Hit the bricks, pal. Whatever other things you can think of.
Well, they are lawbreakers. But, oh, wait a minute. Those in government who are violating their oath of office and not following the Constitution, they're lawbreakers, too. So maybe they all get along so well because they're all outlaws. I fear that the condition of our government has been for a long time. To answer your question, how do we bring charges of treason? Again, I think that's a huge hurdle because of the corruption of the court. Perhaps you might get lucky and find a Judge Roll, who unfortunately was murdered, who was clearly believed in the Constitution and followed it.
Which judge is this? And I, you know, and I was just thinking of something. I think I said Rasmussen instead of Vamoose. Of course, we could take a poll, Rasmussen. We could take a poll. But anyway.
Judge Roll was the judge in Arizona who was murdered.
Oh, who was murdered at, who was murdered at the time that congresswoman was
terrific injured. Judge, John Roll. We need to remember him in our prayers. The point is, maybe he was actually the target, not the congresswoman.
Well, while you brought that up, Bill, what was it he was working on? He was going to rule on some particular case, wasn't he? A very critical ruling as well?
There was, I don't remember either.
I can't either. Maybe one of my listeners, because there's a lot of smart, smart cookies out there who listen to this network, I can tell you that much. I bet you somebody will email me or call in who will fill us in on what he was up to, because I know he was up to something, and I had read about a lot of people surmise that she wasn't the intended victim he was.
Well, maybe it was just fast and easy program. I have no idea.
I can't remember. I knew once, yeah. But I don't know now.
But now let's see what else we can do. Impeachment is another very viable possibility for those who violate the law. Oh, wait a minute. Those in the House of Representatives will have to initiate it. I don't think they understand what impeachment is. They've demonstrated that clearly with Clinton. Certainly the Senate doesn't. So your state representatives and senators could act. Will they? Probably not. Arrest and prosecution, well, the sheriffs don't want to do their job generally, and certainly police officers have no incentive to do it. So where are we left? We're left with us. And I'm not suggesting any violence. I'm saying that we, the people, have to educate ourselves on the true law. And then when the government asks us and demands, forces, attempts to force us to do something, say no and challenge them. Together, individually, it's very tough. But together and say no. Show me the lawful constitutional authority that you have to ask me to do what you ask me to do. If you don't have it, you need to get it. Because those who act outside of the Constitution, outside the law, are outlawed. And they have no immunity. They may think they do, but they have no immunity. Again, the problem is you've got to find a court that will prosecute one of their own who's violating the law. And many judges haven't read the Constitution either. So you're really up against a rock and a hard place. But
well,
it does give us an opportunity to educate everybody you talk with, including
yeah.
judges.
And you know what, Phil, like we were talking about last night, for people who don't realize this, but they can get the copy of their state constitution from any of their elected officials. They can go to them and tell them you want several copies of it. Listen, your tax dollars are paying for all this stuff. So go and tell them you want a lot of copies of it. And to start passing it out. Start passing it out to everybody.
Yeah,
listen, we're going to break, everybody. That's the music. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Hang in there. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. Tons of information on my website. I link to all kinds of other people who have spent a lot of time gathering information and putting it up there for your reading pleasure. So please go there. Look at those links. Go to the tab on my website entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development and start looking and reading, getting in the fight. Listen, go and ask your elected leaders. Tell them to give you some constitutions. Hand them out. Make sure they've read it. And you know what? Then they can't say, oh, I didn't know that, because you gave them the information. So they can't use that excuse and lie to you. Listen, and I'm thinking, too, because we're trying to figure out some tactics to get more people awake. You're going to have to start printing out some flyers. There's a lot of places to go for information. I'm going to put a flyer up that we've used around here about UN Agenda 21 that you can hand out if you'd like. And there's a lot of information out there. Hand out flyers. Start walking your neighborhoods. I'm telling you, you can stand in front of the post office, and I can't remember what, and maybe Bill knows, I can't remember what the ruling is, but you can stand right in front of the doors to the post office and hand stuff out, because I remember going into the post office, and who's that man, Lyndon LaRouche. Some of his people were standing there, and they cited it, the code or rule or regulation or whatever the hell you want to call it, that they said allows them, because I said, I didn't know you could do this. And they said, oh, no, you can, blah, blah, blah. This is the place to look. So you can do that. Don't be intimidated by these people. Take your country back. I'm telling you, stand up, America. Now, listen, Bill, we have got a caller, so maybe he's going to answer one of the questions I put out there before, maybe why that judge, what that judge was working on. So I know that we want to get to nullification eventually before we're both 100 years old. But between now and that point in time, let's take Brian in Arizona. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. By the way, isn't it nice of them to create regulations to allow us to stand in the private, quasi-public office to hand out flyers? That's so nice of them.
I know, right?
I tell you what, I'm so sick of it. Hey, if you do a search, I had heard a couple different things, but if you do a search online, just use the words judge role threat to Obama and look for the link that says citizenwells.wordpress.com at the beginning. You'll find some information on this regarding judge role. I'd heard two things. One, I had heard that he was actually going to rule against the Obama's administration's plans to essentially let the banks off the hook regarding these foreclosures and something having to do with the banking process. But more specifically, there is a Foreign Intelligence Service has reported in this article that states that Judge Roll was had come out with a preliminary ruling in a case titled United States of America versus $333,520 in United States currency et al., case number 4:2010 CV 00703, filed November 30th of 2010, wherein he was ruling against Obama.
He was ruling against the Federal Reserve Bank or something, wasn't he? Wasn't there something related to the Fed?
Well, it was Obama. He was ruling against an executive order stating that Obama's power to seize American citizens' money regarding retirement without convincing evidence of a crime being committed. And so it was another money grab through executive order that he was stepping in against. And it talks about they used support for his claim before Judge Roll that seizing of all American citizens' gold in 1993 by Roosevelt and signing of that executive order was ruled at the time to be constitutional. So he was apparently coming in and going completely against the administration. Further, I had heard that Congresswoman Giffords had, even though a Democrat, had started to become vocal against what was going on with the seizing of these homes without proof of the bank note and so on and so forth in Arizona. And so she was coming together with Judge Roll to step in and stop this stuff. So they may have both been targets. It's quite possible. And if she was starting to speak out, hey, I mean, two for one bonus, right? You know, if you're part of the criminal operation, you want to get rid of somebody. So it could very well be both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, the action of FDR in 1933 on the Emergency Banking Act is absolutely unconstitutional.
Well, maybe it's constitutional for the slaves that are part of that 14th Amendment slave system, but not for the not for the sovereign individuals that operate under the original Constitution that says all these criminals on the Hill can't have titles of nobility. We removed that amendment in the corporate Constitution, didn't we? Now, so a lot of people don't know about that either.
Well, you can prove without any doubt that the so-called 14th Amendment doesn't exist. It was never properly approved or ratified, and that is so well documented beyond dispute. And of course the courts won't move on that. As far as the 14th Amendment citizen, I take exception to that, but anybody's entitled to believe what they want to, but the point is, it doesn't matter since that amendment was never properly approved in Congress nor ratified by three-fourths of the states. It doesn't exist. And if you think about the impact of that, that's huge. And we need to start pushing that, and I do aggressively, for people to understand that if the government acts on something based on the 14th Amendment, They have no authority to do it. So there's a lot that can be fixed. Attorneys tell me, well, you know, we've made so many, and Judge Bork did this, so many decisions have been made on the 14th Amendment, it's too late to change it. No, nope, that's not true. Breaking the law is breaking the law, and they continue to do it every day. There are all sorts of issues that would be resolved if we simply return to the organic Constitution. But it has been changed many, many times, allegedly, unconstitutionally. So we need a, well, there's a lot of work to do, but stand on the law. Don't recognize those things that are unconstitutional, and we'd be a lot better off. Thank you very much for your question.
Yeah, you're still on. Go ahead, Brian.
I heard you mention nullification. I didn't quite fully get who you're having on as a guest. Are you the gentleman that wrote the book on nullification that I heard about on Alex Jones one day?
No, that's Thomas E. Woods, Jr., terrific scholar, a professor, speaker, book writer. No, not even a candle. But okay. I do understand it. We are very aggressively pursuing getting our state legislatures and the governor to nullify things like Obamacare and Real ID and those kind of things, unconstitutional actions by the central government. And nullification is so crystal clear, and Thomas Woods has done a terrific job. And
Brian, hang on, Bill, because we're going to break. Brian, thanks for calling. Listen, Nick, everybody. Is the dude that's going to break. It's our hint. So listen, we'll be back in a couple minutes. Don't go away. And this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. Stay tuned.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and we may have a little dog barking action in the background here for a minute or two, so I do apologize to that for that, but it just is what it is. Anyway, the call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is the place to go. Tons of information on my website. There's a tab with my guest, William Taylor Ryle's name on it. Some of the articles that he has written are up on that website, so take a look if you would. And so why don't we talk a little bit about nullification, since My caller, Brian, in Arizona had brought it up, and we wanted to talk about it anyway, Bill. So why don't we start talking about it? What do you think, huh? Is that a good idea?
That's a great idea. In fact, we've really been talking about nullification a lot. When an individual says no to government, he's in essence nullifying the government's action. He's refusing to follow what the government is mandating based on the fact that the government has no lawful authority to act. You got to be careful, because if you're wrong, then you're going to be prosecuted. You might be prosecuted anyway, but your remedy is to say no. And that's nullification on a personal level. If you go to a jury, you have the right to say, even though the defendant did what the government says, and you conclude that that's an unjust, immoral, unconstitutional, either-or law, you can vote not guilty. And jury nullification is well known. In fact, here in Pennsylvania, probably the most famous case of jury nullification is William Penn. William Penn, at 26, was on trial for his life for preaching Quakerism in the streets of London. And the law said that talking or preaching or talking about any religion other than the Church of England was punishable by death. And he, in fact, was found not guilty by the jury, even though it was proven that he and William Meade had, in fact, been doing what he was accused of doing. And ultimately, he was released. Had that not occurred, there wouldn't be a Pennsylvania. So that's a very famous case. I guess in America, John Peter Zinger in, 1735, was found not guilty, even though he did publish derogatory statements claimed by the governor to be libelous and slander against, and he was found not guilty. Because, in fact, what he said was the truth, and his attorney claimed truth as a defense, which was quite unique.
So. Yeah, right, exactly. You know, Bill, I want to interrupt you a second here, because I'm thinking about something I read about a man, and I think this is in Illinois, who faces life in jail for recording the police. Now, wouldn't it be, when you look at excessive punishment, of course, it's not illegal to be recording the police anyway, and even though they know that, I think, you know, state of Illinois is trying to set an example in using this guy as the scapegoat, because, of course, they don't want, you know, our police state that we're living in, they don't want anybody telling the truth by, you know, actually filming what these people who are not upholding their oath are doing. But now, that's an instance, I would say, in my estimation, of cruel and unusual punishment, which, of course, is not supposed to be allowed. So would there be a way we could, use nullification in that particular instance?
Well, the jury, when he goes to court, clearly can find him not guilty. That would probably be the quickest remedy. Here in Pennsylvania, that issue's been litigated, and the courts have ruled that no. The police have no expectation of privacy when, in fact, they are performing their official duties. They always claim it. In fact, they'll grab your camera and arrest you. Happens to a lot of people. But as I say, in Pennsylvania, that's been litigated and found to be unlawful for them to claim that. They're using the wiretapping law to say, well, you're taping their voice when, in fact, you haven't got their permission. As I say, when a police officer or anyone in government is in the public eye,
there's no expectation of privacy.
They have no expectation of privacy.
Yeah.
And whether the court would agree with that position, it's a toss-up, unfortunately, because the courts are unreliable. But the law is very clear. When they take an oath of office to support, obey, and defend the Constitution, particularly since they're probably breaking the law, in what they're doing, there's no prohibition for a citizen getting information and evidence. And in fact, that's a good thing to do. When somebody's being harassed or abused by the government, it is extremely important that it be tape recorded, because that's the unimpeachable evidence that usually convicts police officers for brutality, as an example. The Rodney King case comes to mind. Without that video, he would not have prevailed. And unfortunately, Philadelphia beating up people goes on a lot. And when the police are videotaped, they usually win their case. Because the jury sees it right there in front of them. So it is absolutely imperative that we document. We have the technology now. Pretty much everybody has a camera in their phone. And we need to start videotaping this stuff. Now, the police will come and seize your phone. That's what they do.
There's a, let me show, tell you something, though. There's a website that, I don't know how I came across this link, but it's a some kind of software that you can use to load your video right away up onto the web before your phone is stolen from you by the police who are inclined to do that. And it's called, the website is pixiq.com. I don't know, Pixiq or something maybe, pixiq.com. And they're using Kik. QIK, it says activists using Kik to salvage videos after police confiscate mobile phones. So this Kik, this QIK is some kind of a mobile phone application, which is worth knowing so that you have a record.
God bless American ingenuity.
Yeah, right? I know what I'm telling you. Don't you love it? Really, and this is an article. I'll throw a link up on my website under today's podcast. I got to remind myself to do that so that people who are listening can go there, know where to go. Listen, that cue music is we're going to break. Hang in there, Bill. Hang in there, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We are going to break. We'll be right back. Do not go away. That's an order.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not
to meet and see Steve Voss perform live. You need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm telling you, listen, we are redistributors of the truth here on this network, so you need to tell people to start listening. They got to get on the ball. They got to get in the game. They got to be in the game. Listen, you got to be in it to win it, right? You can't sit on the sidelines. You got to be in the game to win. So join us, because we are freedom fighters, and you need to stand up and be counted. I'm telling you, kids, now's the time. It's now or never. Those words were never truer, more so than today. and I know my guest, William Taylor Rye, will agree with me, this is now or never. And listen, I'm not going to make a good slave. And I know millions of Americans aren't into any of that slave action either. It just isn't going to work. So the only way you're going to prevent that is to stand up and be counted. It's as simple as that. There's no other way. Now listen, I want to give out the call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and the website is theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com is my website. Go there. I've got a tab for William Taylor Ryle up there, but I always link to all of my guests' websites. And under the podcast tab, tons of information. Listen, go and learn. Get in the fight. Knowledge is power. We know that. I keep saying this stuff every single day, but it's the truth. Truly, the truth will set you free. I don't know how I can make that any clearer than I am. My guest, William Taylor Ryle. And I do want to make a quick announcement, though. I don't know all the details yet. But I want to make a special announcement. Now, you know, I am thrilled that all of the networks and stations carry this programming. And we've got a new one that just joined us about a week or two ago. Well, not even 2 weeks yet. Not quite two yet. 2 weeks. Anyway, it is KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas. So I want people to, I want to say a special hello to everybody in Dallas. Hey, Dallas, how you doing, huh? How about them Cowboys? Now, the fact that I'm in Philadelphia with the Eagles, that don't let that dissuade you. I really don't care about football one way or another. But, hey, go Dallas, go, right? There you go, Bill. When in Rome, do as the Romans do, right?
That's right. And isn't that interesting? You know, they use sports to keep us all busy. That's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. At any rate, nullification is so important. And it's fundamental to the remedy that we have.
Well, you know, I want to interrupt you 1 second, and then I'm going to let you make your point, saying that they use sports to distract us. And, yes, of course they do. They use all kinds of things to distract us, not to detract from the fun people have enjoying watching your sports and that stuff, but it is used as a way to distract us. But now, listen, this is my suggestion to people who like to watch sports. You want to watch sports and be free? You can do that, but you're going to have to make sure that you remain free first. And so the way to do that, otherwise, the only sports you're going to be playing with is the manure balls out in the food shed, the 100-mile food shed, the radius surrounding the green ghetto you will be forced to live in, the green prison they are creating for you. The only things that you're going to see thrown around are the balls of manure that you'll get to play with out in the field as you are groveling in the dirt, living the lifestyle of the peasant circa 1500. So there you go, kids. Now, doesn't that paint a wonderful picture, Bill? Wouldn't you rather just get in the fight today? It's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, it is. What it amazes me is the stadiums are full of people, and they pay handsomely to go and watch the game, which is great. I love football myself. But would it be
great? Hang on, Bill. Hang on. Listen, we got a one-minute break, everybody. Don't go away. 60 seconds, and we shall return. Who was it said that? Was it Patton or MacArthur, I think, right? One of them, MacArthur, I think.
The next round of the